Hey, bad friends, I'm on tour. Go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets. I'm all over the U.S. I'm going San Francisco and Boston and Seattle and Portland and Atlanta. And I'm everywhere. So go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets. AndrewSantino.com for those tickets. Also,
bad friends, fans, 20% off the entire site.
For merch.
For merch.
This week, from the 23rd to the 29th, go to badfriendsmerch.com. Badfriendsmerch.com.
20% off.
20% off.
The entire site.
The entire site. Go to badfriendsmerch.com.
For merch.
Okay.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Look at that.
Who wrote that?
That's Prince. That's Prince PD, Prince PD, yeah. PPD,
yeah,
and that's King Fance.
Yeah,
who did that? Fancy. Look at this! Congratulations, Fancy B has 35,000 followers.
And what does George have?
And what does George have? 20. Whoa, 29. Oh, he went back up.
He did.
He was down to 18.
Yeah, I think we're doing it a disservice. I think by promoting it, because there's always going to be...
People feel bad.
It's like this.
Yeah.
It's like when you look at, like, people... There's, like, people buy really bad music.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because their tastes are bad.
Like Pete. What would Pete buy at the store? He's at the record store. Hi, I'm the guy at the record store.
Yeah,
you're Pete.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's up? What were you looking for album-wise?
Do you...
Are you Pete from Bad Friends?
Yeah,
dope.
I am.
What kind of music can I find for you?
I don't know how to pronounce it, so I'm just going to have to... I wrote down.
Sound it out.
Yanni.
Yanni?
Yanni.
What? Yeah, we have Yanni.
You do?
Yeah, of course.
And he works here. Yanni comes out, he's like, what's up, buddy?
You like my music?
Yeah.
I don't know why he's from Transylvania. Jules.
Yes.
Yeah, she just woke up too.
The amount of love I got in Denver for Jules was crazy.
Really?
And thank you for answering. They loved
Works,
it so much.
Crazy.
Comedy Works.
I love that room.
They're finally back. It was the second week. Marin was before. And they're finding their sea legs and all that stuff. And they were just like, dude, so happy to be back. What are you doing?
Just walking through the
Here, you know what I said?
Do Christian Bale. that's like.
Oh, good for you! Fix the camera! How can I work
this? Yeah.
Under these conditions.
Yeah.
So everyone asked about Rudy, and I broke them the bad news that you are actually going away to college to University of New Mexico. Should we tell the fans now?
Yeah.
She's going to University of New Mexico. What? You don't want me to share it?
No, it's fine.
Well, so you're going to University of New Mexico, and we're losing you in how many weeks now?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
She's gone. Yeah, she's gone.
Dang.
And we're not going to have a replacement.
I don't think we should.
Yeah, we're not going to have one.
Who could replace you?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a rhetorical question, but that is fine. That I don't know. I don't know. Who could replace you? Let's think about that. In someone that we know. Who could replace you that we know?
Well, it's got to be...
somebody brown. Who do we know? Nobody, really.
We don't really know anybody.
No one can replace you. We got a gift.
Well, why does it have to be that?
What?
Why do we have to replace her with a...
Another brown girl?
Yeah, brown girl.
I just feel like it's, you know, that's like brown girl corner.
What about like a fat white girl with a patch in her eye?
If you can find it, I'll take it. Do you have a fat white girl in mind with
that
a patch
in her eye? That has Tourette's or something, like a patch, Tourette's.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
I tried to watch Motherless Brooklyn on the plane. Did you watch that?
No, what is that?
Did you see that, Andres?
I did.
Motherless Brooklyn was with Sam Rockwell?
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Edward Norton, and it's the 1950s, and they're gangsters.
Oh, I saw that being like a behind the scenes-y kind of thing.
And he's got a tick. He's like, you know, he does the do the autistic tick, do it or whatever. Yeah, do the tick. Tourette's.
I don't want
do a Tourette's tick.
Cunt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Cunt.
Yeah. Hey, Brooklyn. And it was terrible. How bad was that movie, Andres?
Pretty bad.
One of the worst I've ever seen.
Really?
By the way, Bruce Willis is such a hard ass, like lovable hard ass that we've loved for years and years.
Yeah.
In this movie, you don't buy it.
Yeah, he's phoned it in, I feel like.
Dude, 100%.
He looks like a guy that, like, whatever is in front of him,
yeah,
he'll go, all right.
Fine.
What's the money?
How much?
How much? Fine. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's like I just saw Patton Oswalt was
What was he doing? I love him. Please don't.
No, I'm not saying anything bad, but it just threw me for a loop.
What was it?
He's doing like a sports betting commercial. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That guy's never picked up a bat. Or
ball? Don't be rude.
But, no, what?
Because Babe Ruth was fat.
I didn't have anything to do with his weight. I just mean like his athletic prowess seems
low.
Yeah,
Babe Ruth doesn't seem athletic.
Sure he did.
He looks like a baker.
What kind of baker, though?
Like
croissants or like scones?
No, like muffins? An old school, like back in the day.
No, look at him. He was
cool. That does not look like a baseball player.
Look at how he's sliding.
I know, he's like, bread!
Ole! Bread! That's what they promised him. His contract was bread. He would get a loaf for every home run he hit.
Yeah.
How many loaves did he get then? No, he was actually, that was kind of, wow, look at the face. Face looks like a baseball mitt. I mean, Jesus.
I mean, honestly, does that look like one of the greatest baseball players of all time?
Yeah.
No.
Is he?
He's one of the best hitters of all time.
Yeah, I mean, he's legendary in the top five of all time.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah, Ted Williams. I mean, yes, of
Strawberry, Daryl Strawberry?
No.
Daryl Strawberry.
I mean, he's the best at doing cocaine and playing baseball.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of all the baseball players I know.
Let's name all the baseball players.
Don't do this.
Let's do it. All right. Here we go.
Rodriguez.
Which one?
There is one, right?
Well, which one, though?
Do I get like 18 of them?
It's such an
That's 18 of
there's
them.
There's such an easy Rodriguez. Who's the most famous Rodriguez you know?
Rodriguez? No, Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod. Okay, you
got
one.
That's the one with the Jennifer Lopez.
That's the one with used to have. Now Benny.
Okay, so we've got A-Rod. We've got Little Manny.
Manny. Another Mexican last name.
Manny. Trumpet.
Yes.
Manny Trumpet. Manny
Correct.
Trumpet. Okay.
And he played for the...
Please don't.
Come on.
Sioux Falls.
The Sioux Falls.
The Sioux Falls, Idaho.
Idaho Woos.
The Idahos.
Oh, the Sioux Falls, Idahos.
Yeah, the Sioux Falls, Idahos.
There he is.
Yeah.
Manny Trumpet baseball player. Man, I did something. Pete's on it today.
And then you have...
God. Come on.
What else do you have?
Come on.
Gene Robinson.
Robinson.
Is there a Robinson, though?
Caruso?
No. Is there a big Robinson guy?
Stop. Don't look at... Don't look at Pete. Don't show him. Robinson's his last name. He was a black guy. What was his name? He played for the Dodgers.
Jack Robert. What? No, I'll be real, though.
Yeah, you're right there.
Jack Robinson?
But girly version.
Jackie Robinson. Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
Right. Okay.
This is really good.
No. What?
Can you name any professional baseball players?
No.
Okay. Good. Thanks for trying.
It's not.
It's like, bring anything.
Connor McGregor.
Yeah, he was very good.
He's the UFC fighter.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Knock you out, play baseball. No.
But the only sport that I know is I know a lot of soccer.
Football.
I can name probably 300.
Okay, so for me, soccer is the only sport I don't know play. I can name five.
I can name 300, 400.
Maradona.
That's very good.
And then the easy ones.
Like, what country did he play for? What his nation? Maradona.
España.
No.
Shut up, Vance.
Maradona.
Is it South America?
Yeah.
Was he Brazil?
No.
No? Portugal?
No. That's not
Argentina?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, Tina. Yeah. Okay. Blue.
Okay, blue stripes.
I did know blue stripes.
Blue stripes,
I do know that jersey.
Okay.
Obviously Pele, even though he's gone, but still, Pele counts.
He's still alive.
No, but he's not playing anymore.
He's still playing. He's very good. No, he's
Pele's like, still alive. Yeah. And then my very own, Alexi Lalas.
Alexi Lalas.
Love Alexi Lalas.
Okay. That's a very good one.
I thought he was so cool when I was a kid.
Okay,
the dreadlocks.
What else?
Well, then there's Beckham, Azizi.
Yeah.
Then there's like Wayne Rooney.
Good one.
England, I know him. He was great.
Great.
And then I know like, then the easy.
You know 10 probably then, because there's so many big ones that you're missing out on.
But those guys, but I don't know like, okay, like there's a guy, Nolan Arenado.
Uh-huh.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Right. That, like you could name me 10 soccer players like that I would never.
No, like Ryan Giggs
never heard
is
of
one
him.
Of the greatest soccer players
yeah,
of all
see,
time.
Yes, that's what I mean. Nolan is
from
one of the
Wales,
best.
From Wales. Yeah. There's Freddie Ljungberg, one of the best.
That sounds fake.
It's not. He was also, you would fuck him.
Let me
Freddie Youngberg.
Let me see if I'd bone him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My tastes have gotten better with athletes.
Oh, I can name you some soccer players that you would fuck.
Name them all. All right,
Freddie Youngberg, model. Freddie Youngberg, model.
Right there.
No, that's not him. Youngberg.
Well, he can. There it is. Did you mean? Go. Just click on. Did you mean, bud?
No.
Is he the black guy for England?
No, man. Just you're spelling it wrong.
Just do soccer.
Freddie Youngberg, soccer.
Yeah, soccer will help you out a little bit, Pete. Is that him?
No. Go up to. Yeah, I mean, you could. Yeah, one of them is like. Oh. Yeah, him.
Oh, Young. G-U. Oh, yeah. No.
That's him playing, though. That's him. He's sweating. He's in the middle of the fucking game. Put Freddie Youngberg model.
I find them the most attractive when they're sweating.
No. Freddie Youngberg model.
Is he cute, Jules?
No.
See, no, he's not.
There we go. Now go to the like.
No.
Oh no.
Bro,
look at the tattoo. Zoom in. It's a panther.
I know, but look at the line between his pelvis there. That line. What do they call that line?
Fuck gutters.
Yeah, the fuck gutter. I would stick my tongue and just go right down to the fucking channel.
You would.
Yeah, channel and go right to the fucking.
And you go.
Yeah. Hot.
My mouth train coming in hot.
Zinedine Zidane. Yeah. Hot.
He's hot.
All right.
He is hot.
You know who's hot now as an older man? Eric Cantona.
Cantona.
Do you know Cantona?
Yeah. What about Ronaldo?
Hot.
Ronaldinho?
Not hot.
Not hot.
Fucked up teeth.
Who's the ugliest in the soccer player?
Oh, dude, you got to look at this. So this is the best one.
Who is it?
So there was a coach, manager named David Moyes.
Okay.
And David Moyes, right, used to play soccer as a younger man.
Yeah.
Look up David Moyes soccer young.
When he looks
young.
Good there.
No, when he was young. Okay, go to.
Go ahead and say it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it, Rudy. Go ahead, Rudy. Say it.
It looks like you.
Yeah, it does. It does. Go to the second one, right? Go to the second one. Right, that one. I mean, look how bad he looks.
Look at his teeth fixed.
Yeah, but that's the original one, I think.
Well, how about the fourth one in? Go four in. Up. Yeah, look, is that him again? He looks all right there. Not bad.
Yeah, I guess he got older, looked better, but when
he
was young.
And then go down two pictures down, straight down. Bump, bump, two. Yeah, he looks fine there. It's like it worked out for some reason.
Yeah, sometimes it does that, life.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I got better looking as I got older.
There was a kid in school where he made me blow him.
We'll be right back.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean? No, I don't know what you mean.
And, let's just put it. Just say that
he made you kiss his peepee.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
But then later in life, he didn't look so good.
You think your peepee made him bad?
You know what? Maybe, yeah. Maybe I have like that effect.
I know Kalila has been looking a little bit rougher lately. Can you imagine? After you have sex with someone, they just become this like decrepit.
Yeah. But maybe. But then I realized, like, later I looked him up, and he looks not as good.
Why'd you look him up? Did you want to reach back out? Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, maybe.
He made you have sex with him?
I had sex with him. Let's just move on.
No, let's stick in.
Let's move on, man.
Well, you could file a lawsuit. I've seen this. Have you seen the commercial that's been playing where they're like, it's so weird. It's like, we're fighting for justice. I don't know what law firm it is, but it's like fighting for justice, respect, and something else, and it goes, were you sexually assaulted as a youth? And it goes, by the following organizations, and it's like, the Catholic Church, Boy Scouts of America.
Yeah.
They name, like, the biggest perpetrators of this whole thing.
These gigantic class action lawsuits.
But they'll never really get them.
They won't. Can they move them around.
They shift them around.
Yeah.
They just keep, like little chess pieces.
Yeah.
They keep moving them around. We have, by the way, get off of this topic. I got a gift. We got a gift.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a gift from the Bobby Lees. The band, the Bobby Lees, our friends.
Oh, great.
You remember these guys?
Yeah, I loved them.
So, by the way, not only do we have a gift from the Bobby Lees, we have another band. You know how I reached out to, you know how we talked about the Lollapalooza in Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. We named a bunch of artists, and one of them that we named, we tried to give a boost to, was, do you remember his
name?
The
very last guy.
We named his song. What was his name?
I forgot his name.
Take a guess.
I don't remember.
Well, yeah, but that's
Jack Prozic.
Jack is
good. What's his name?
Jack what? Fancy?
Jake Doobie.
Jake Doobie.
So Jake Doobie has been killing it since we talked about him.
Oh, he has been?
And he wants to talk to us.
He does?
Presumably to say thank you. I'm sure because he's gotten a bunch of streams.
Yeah.
So we're going to call Jake Doobie in a minute.
All right.
But this says, Bobby and Andrew, bad friends. Thank you so much for having us on your show. We're playing El Cid in L.A. If you guys are around, let us know. We'll put you on the list. Sam, Mackie, Nick, and Kendall.
Awesome.
So look what they gave us.
Awesome.
They gave us sweater.
Let me see.
That's really cool. That's cool looking sweater.
That's fucking dope, dude.
And they gave us records here. Look at this. The Bobby Lees. We both got a record. You don't get a record because you don't have a record player.
Yeah.
And also, you don't deserve one, to be honest. This is Girth Circles. That's a magazine they gave us.
Awesome.
Anyway, cool stuff in here. Very cool stuff. Shirts. You want a shirt, Rudy?
Yeah.
Great. And there's a hoodie for me. And there's some other shirts. Anyway, we'll look at all the shirts. But thank you to the Bobby Lees. Let's give a shout out one more time to the Bobby Lees. Please go see them. They'll be here in L.A. Go see the Bobby Lees. We'd love to support.
I've been watching. Can I just tell you what I've been watching, though? I watched.
Oh, man. I have so much watching stuff to tell you. It's insane.
What have you seen?
No, you tell me first.
Well, I've never seen Forensic Files.
You've never seen Forensic Files?
No.
Ever.
No, I used to watch this show called Autopsy on HBO, but I've seen all of them.
Never heard of that.
It was one of the original ones, way before Forensic Files.
Okay.
Autopsy was great.
Well, what's the original?
I think Autopsy was the original.
60 Minutes has to be the original of this kind of stuff.
Look up HBO Autopsy. Autopsy was great.
But what, did you just watch Forensic Files for the first time?
Yeah, and Autopsy is brutal because Autopsy, this guy right here, this show, this dude right here, they show shit.
Like they show the bodies?
They're really bought. Yeah, the real bodies. Yeah,
I
don't
know if I could do that.
I need it. I need an HD.
You do?
Want
4K?
Yeah, I want to see all of it. Yeah.
Five dead men do tell. Oh, my God. This guy looks creepy himself. they always get a guy who looks creepy.
But
Dr. Biden. That's Joe Biden.
Not just Joe Biden. Dr. Baden. Oh, what's his name? Anyway, but they have one in Autopsy where they were in a fair.
A county fair in
like upstate New York or whatever.
Sure.
And this happened in the 60s. And there was like a ride where you would get on the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it was a scary ride.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a mummy that went, you know.
Is that the mummy?
Yeah. You remember the movie in the Matterhorn?
Oh yeah,
how unscary that is!
It was like it wasn't freaky at all.
Yeah.
Well,
and
it
you
was
go, fuck as a kid.
It was
you
always
go,
kind
you.
Of broken. It was like
you flick that guy off.
Yeah,
but there was one where so the mummy was, and then it was actually a dead person in the mummy.
What?
Yeah.
They put a dead guy in there.
Somehow there was a dead guy in there.
Wow.
Yeah. So with that, if you know, that's pretty scary.
That's what scared me.
That's scary. That was scary.
You see his eye fall out or something.
Yeah, but in Forensic Files, I was thinking to myself, with DNA testing and all that stuff. Like,
yeah, the new technology.
Do you think that you and I could create a murder and get away with it
today?
Yeah.
Impossible.
I think we could.
You do?
Yes.
How could we do it?
Let's see if let's try to kill.
Okay, let's say we kill Jules.
No, we're not Jules. She's a girl.
We have to kill
a guy. Fancy bee.
George.
We kill.
Did you hear what he said?
George. He goes, George.
That's very boss the plane.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah, George.
No, so we kill fans, obviously.
Oh, we kill fans. But how do we do it?
But here's the problem. He's not single. So it's tough. So there's something traceable there. You'd have to kill
a single
guy.
Okay, Pete's.
Pete's not single either.
God damn it.
We got to kill someone we know that's single because they got to be alone.
That's me.
See, that's her.
Oh, you want to die?
Well, we have to kill someone that's like kind of...
Yeah, we can't kill a girl, though.
Why not?
In the scenario, we could, maybe.
Yeah, in this scenario, we could kill Jules.
Yeah, but I don't want to kill her.
Kill
she cleans, she cleans
I'll
the kitchen.
Kill her.
She cleans my kitchen.
All right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
she does
true.
All the work.
All right, let's back it up. Let's just say we kill Fans.
Let's go Fans.
Okay, so we're going to kill Fancy B.
Because he doesn't have kids, though.
No kids.
Well, the fuck it.
Yeah, we'll kill him.
Yeah.
But his wife is cool. So we got to get her on our team first.
No, that's not how you do it.
Do we kill her?
We don't even know. We don't get in touch with her at all.
Oh, okay.
There's no. We can't trace her.
Okay, so how do you plan on killing him?
Let's think.
My instinct is something. What do Spaniards hate?
Yeah.
Like, what do they hate? Mexicans. So we take him down to Mexico. Check it out. He's going down for your birthday party. We're going to go to Mexico.
No. We don't do that.
We don't do that.
No. Just let me.
Please.
We do because that. This is what we do. We go. We're doing a remote piece for Mad TV. Not Mad TV for Bad Friends.
Right on. Same show.
I just woke up. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So
we're doing a piece. We're doing a bad friend sketch
in
Bad
Mexico.
Friends.
Right.
Right.
So before we go there, though, we go down to Tijuana beforehand. Right.
Scope it out.
No, we got to get somebody to kill them.
Oh, there's so many people down there that would kill.
Right. So we could come down with cash, but we can't pull out. Is there any way you and I could pull out cash without anyone knowing that we'll pull out cash? Her money?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's money.
That's money.
There's money laying around.
Right, there's laying around. So.
Right, she's got some cash saved up.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And I have the guy in Mexico. I know who it is. One of the little Chiclets kids that sells the guns.
No, no, no. He's not going to do it.
How do you know?
How can he do it?
Because we're going to give him $100.
Cyanide in the, cyanide in the Chiclets?
There it is.
Oh, Mister, Chiclet, right?
And Fancy's like, oh, does my breath smell? And we're like, yeah, your breath smells.
And do you pack the Chiclets with cyanide?
Every single piece of gum has cyanide.
Yeah, but then we might kill other people.
Oh, big deal.
But what if he sells it to a, you know what I mean?
To who, a family?
A soccer mom or something.
Big deal, she's got to go.
All right. All right.
Babbel.
Oh, I'm learning a loon. I'm learning a new language, Andrew.
See?
And I'm using Babbel.
Oh, yeah. I love Babbel, man.
I got to learn English first, but...
You should.
Yeah, yeah.
Babbel is the number one selling language learning app, ordering in restaurants, asking for directions, gaining a deeper understanding of the culture. Babbel makes the whole process of learning
a new
language
about it, Andy,
fun and easy. Yeah, babe.
What I love about And is it's 15-minute lessons that make it perfect to learn a new language on the go.
On the go. Unlike that infamous language classes you took in high school, El Baño and Liberi. What's the biblioteca? Babbel designs their courses with practical real world conversations.
Guess
in mind.
What, Andy?
Yeah, babe.
Other language learning apps use AI for their lessons plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts.
That's right.
Professionals.
With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German,
oh my God,
and more. Babbel speech recognition technology help you improve your pronunciation and accent.
There are so many ways to learn Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel.
Right now, save up to 65% of your subscription when you go to babbel.com/badfriends. That's babbel.com/badfriends for up to 65% off your subscription. Babbel.
Language for life.
Liquid IV.
Oh, gee, bud.
Gee, buddy.
I hate water.
Same.
But I drink Liquid IV. And I drink water, and there's so much nutrients in it.
Tastes
and the
so
flavor,
much better.
So much better, and the flavors are so delicious.
Look, it's the hot summer months are here, and you want to be proactive on keeping your body fueled up and hydrated. Liquid IV, you can throw it in 16 ounces of water. It hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone, because water is boring.
Not only that.
Go ahead.
But the product tastes great with flavors like watermelon, strawberry, and lemon lime.
I love
Sounds like
lime.
Summer, doesn't it?
It does. Hey, man, I like Liquid IV. After I go for a run, because it feels good to get some hydration in the blood. It's great tasting, functional products, makes you feel great. And the Give Back Mission, they've donated over 11 million six to people around the world.
But what's in it? People ask, what's in it?
What's
well,
in
I'll
it?
Tell you what's in it.
Yeah.
It contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than orange, and as much potassium as a banana.
That's pretty good, man. They got that CTT, cellular transport technology. That's why it's so effective. The optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium delivers water and nutrients into your blood
My Lord.
Stream.
Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's right. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code BADFRIENDS at liquidiv.com. That's liquidiv.com, promo code BADFRIENDS. All right. So look, we tell fans, hey, man, we got to go down and shoot a sketch.
Okay.
Are you coming down, fans?
Of course.
See, he's coming.
And I go, we don't need sound or a crew. It's just us three. We'll just do a gunk gorilla style.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
And right. You have to be on the camera.
Yeah.
And you're going to just go down with us. Are you into that, fans?
I'm so excited.
He's so excited.
He's so excited. All right.
So we take him down to Tijuana.
Right. And then it can't be in like, Tijuana's packed.
Slammed.
It really is.
All the time. Yeah, I know.
All the time.
Too many
it's
people.
Busy, right? Yeah. So we have to go to like La Fonda Beach.
Okay, we'll go to La Fonda Beach.
All right.
Kind of desolate.
A little desolate. It's got to be a beach. Let's do a sketch on the beach, on La Fonda Beach, right?
Oh, yeah.
We have the kid there, right? And
Chicle for sale.
Chicle for sale. And I'm going to go, we don't have any money on us.
Of course not.
We already gave the money kid $5,000.
Yeah. $5,000?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a murder,
That's
dude.
That's too much money.
No. The murder.
They would do it for way
three
less.
Grand.
Three, two.
$2,500. I refuse. It's principle.
Give him $100.
All right, $100.
$100.
$100 for murder.
$100.
Yeah.
No, we got to give him more to help us get rid of the body. So 100 to start.
No, we don't have to get rid of the body.
What are you going to do with it when we kill Fancy?
We could do it this way.
Okay.
We could chiclets.
Yeah, chiclets, gum for sale.
Oh, we want gum, Fancy, right?
Go get us some gum.
Go get us some gum. He pays for the gum.
Mm-hmm.
What if the kid charges $100? And Fancy, $100.
He's like, you know they're going to murder you.
Yeah. This is cyanide. It's expensive. So he gives him he pays the money.
Yeah.
And then we all day long before we even, you know what I mean, run into the chiclet guy, we say to Fancy, dude, your breath stinks.
It stinks. Have you smelled your breath lately, Fancy?
Yeah.
Stinky mouth, bud.
Really? So we'll go, chiclet, your breath. He buys it.
Mm-hmm.
Please
eat it.
Eat it,
it's
right?
It's gross.
He chews on it. He would die instantly.
Instantaneous.
It
gets right into his bloodstream.
Right, maybe
a couple minutes.
He falls over.
Poof, on the beach.
Yeah.
Face first in the sand.
At that point, why can't we go, murderer!
To the little kid?
Yeah!
No, we can't do that.
Why?
Because he's our helper.
Murderer! He did it! Right? He's like, he doesn't speak English.
He doesn't?
They don't speak English.
A little bit. They know, like...
They can get an interpreter.
Chiclets.
Yeah, he can go, you know, these guys gave me...
The redhead and the Korean.
$100.
$100
these guys gave me
somebody.
Only 100, and the cops are like, $100.
So what would we do with the body? Now we have to now we have to kill the little kid. No, we've got to
kill him. We can't kill the kid.
Why not?
Because we're not mass murderers or on a killing spree.
So we only kill
one
person.
We just want to kill one person.
All right.
So what we do is we hire two other guys.
I see this is getting too thick. The problem is you have too many people.
Yeah, yeah.
The spider webs grow. Then they know people. They tell people.
I got it.
Yeah.
We spray paint an X on the beach.
Pretty on the nose.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
For like a pirate?
No. The X is where we need, this is where it's all got to go down. Maybe somebody just draws an X, you know what I mean, with their hand.
Okay, that'll go away. But yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, we tell the chiclet guy, right?
To draw a big X.
Big X, so we know exactly when, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to be all that, right?
Okay, so what's the X for?
But X is, and near the X, we have already a pre-hole.
We've dug a hole.
Yeah.
Near the X.
Yeah.
Not right under the X.
We have to give him another $100, though, to dig the hole.
Now, see, that's too much money already.
What?
I think $100 is all we can afford right now.
We can afford...
No, that's what we can spend.
All right.
That's in the budget.
How about...
I have an idea.
What is
it? Whoa, here we go.
I love this.
Chop Fancy's body into pieces.
During the day on a fucking
beach?
You can
do it at night.
You can do it at night.
But there's no...
No, you can.
All right, so...
Let her finish.
I have an argument against that.
So you can cut... Let her finish. You can cut it up at night. What are you going to use?
Just any knife that the kid... This one?
Good, yeah. Perfect, okay.
Well, then you're going to have to go.
You're coming with us.
You're coming with us.
I'll be the one to chop.
Do you feel comfortable enough chopping up Fancy?
Yeah.
Wow. What would you cut first?
Head first.
Go in head first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You might as well. And then what else?
And then after chopping into small pieces, just throw the pieces on the beach.
In
just
the
scatter
ocean?
Scatter it around like it's fucking... Graffiti?
Yeah, because maybe there's sharks and they're going to eat it.
On the beach! They're just sharks suntanning on the beach. hey, Raul! Where are you going? I'm going to sunbathe on the beach and maybe there's going to be human meat.
Mexican
scattered.
Sharks. Raul!
Raul! Yeah.
Hey, Alejandro!
I mean,
the idea is insane. Why wouldn't you just throw it in the water?
Yeah, in the water. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well,
what
you said
that's
the
not
beach.
What you said. You said
definitely
on the beach.
Said on the beach.
Oh, okay.
All right.
In the water.
Okay, we don't bring her. We don't bring her.
She's too suspect.
She's way too suspect.
She'll get us caught immediately.
Yeah.
There's
you
no
just scatter it on the beach.
She just throws an arm on the beach.
Yeah.
No, you have to create
to small pieces.
How small?
How small?
That's
little
tiny
pieces.
Tiny pieces.
You know how long that would take?
Tiny pieces. So
24
hours.
Hours
and hours. Yeah.
24
and
hours.
Someone would see you sawing through his bone.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're yelling at you going, hurry up! And you're just on the fucking foot part.
Imagine me sitting there having a drink, you smoking a cigarette, we're yelling at her, hurry up! Hurry up!
Yeah.
She's right through Fancy's arm.
We can't do that. We can't cut him into pieces.
I got it.
Go ahead.
I got it.
Go ahead.
We got to meet someone down in Mexico who's got a boat.
There we go. We got to spend how much?
Well, how much can you rent a boat for in Mexico? About $50, $60. Boat, Lou, do boat
okay,
rental.
Babe, dude, let me just say something. Baby, let me just say something, okay? Mexicans aren't dumb.
It's not Mexicans. It's just cheaper we're not in Mexico.
Yeah, but we're not going to go, hey, dude, how much is your boat? He's going to go, $50. Can we put a dead body on it? Yeah, you know, he's going to be like,
we're not gonna
I need
him.
10 grand.
We're not going to tell him because guess what?
What?
When he gets out there with us.
No, we're not killing anybody
I want to kill more than
you're
just
going
Fancy.
Hog wild.
Why can't we just kill
him? Yeah, no, we don't want to kill innocent people.
All right, look, we can rent a yacht or we can rent a sailboat for like $1,200 a day. The whole day.
In Mexico.
Yeah, that's a lot. But that's also, I can't do sailboat.
Why?
Do you know how to sail? Do you know how to sail?
Dude, there's a guy that does it.
We can't have anybody with you. You just said I couldn't kill anybody.
That's true, that's true.
So it's either we can take someone we can kill.
I can figure it out.
You'll figure out how to sail.
I've seen enough movies.
Can you imagine you and me sailing?
I've seen enough movies. What?
What side is the right side of the boat? What side's the left side? What are they called?
Sternum.
Sternum?
Yeah, yeah.
Sternum is the left side.
Yeah.
And what's the right side?
The anchor.
Anchor. That's right.
Yeah, sternum and anchor.
Well, then you know what? I think we're going to work out just fine.
Yeah. We're on. I'm on the sternum half,
and I'm on the anchor side.
Yeah.
Without a doubt,
we pulled the guy up. We call him the guy.
Who?
He is no longer Fancy.
Oh, he's gone.
Because if I call him Fancy, I might get emotional.
Yeah, your heart is in it.
Yeah. I might be like,
okay, so we kill the guy.
What do we do?
You know what I mean? So we kill the guy.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Piece of shit.
He is a piece of shit.
That's what we call him.
Right. We kill the piece of shit.
So we piece of shit.
So we have the piece of shit.
Yeah.
And you know what do we put his shoes in?
His shoes.
What do we put his shoes in?
Concrete.
Cement. That's right. Quick dry cement.
Wait, I don't know how that works. His foot's already in the shoe. You put concrete in the shoe?
No, dude. You get 2 5-gallon buckets. You get 2 Home Depot 5-gallon buckets. You put quick dry cement in there.
Right.
Literally put his feet in there. Put piece of shit's feet in there. Within 10 minutes, it's solid as a rock.
Right.
And then we throw.
So then I can't imagine. I'll have nightmares. Just seeing. In my dreams.
Him float to the bottom.
But he's just like floating forever, just waving his arms like this.
But don't look. I'll just toss him in and you look the other way. Have a cigarette. Look over the anchor side of the boat while I'm tossing him over the sternum side and just.
Okay, so we throw him over.
I throw him over, right. And he's going down to the bottom.
Right. This is at night, by the way. I've never sailed during the day or night.
I know. You should be sailing. You should be probably sailing during the day.
We'll die.
Yeah, we'll die.
Yeah.
All right, so then maybe.
You sail.
I'll sail.
At night.
At night.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of wind.
Yeah, I know.
That close.
Yeah.
That's
fine. We have to go deep in there.
Yeah, we'll go 2 or 3 miles out.
Yeah.
So now he's at the bottom of the ocean.
Now
we're
dead because we're going to be lost in the ocean. I mean, we come back.
But isn't that... Yeah, we come back. We make it back.
Make it back.
And our getaway driver is there.
Yeah, Rudy's there. And she doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah. And hey, thanks for picking us up.
And then she's going to go...
Okay.
Where's... She's sleeping.
I know.
She's going to go, where's Fancy B?
Say it.
Where's Fancy B?
Wait a minute. I thought he was with you.
He's not with you?
That's the best horror film line. I thought he was with you.
I saw you and I saw Fancy B and
yeah,
both
he said,
of you.
Okay, Bob and I said we were going to go take some photos, him and I, and walk along the beach. And Fan said he was coming back to see you.
I never saw him coming back.
What do you mean you never saw him? I don't think I believe you.
I was waiting for the three of you.
Sounds like something's fishy with you, pal. See this?
Right, that's very good.
What's going on? We sent Fancy up to see you, and he left us like 20, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Sleeping.
Sleeping where?
In the car.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
That's interesting because look at that sign right there. It says no sleeping in cars by the beach.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
I didn't do anything.
You didn't do what?
Do what?
I didn't do anything.
You killed
Fancy?
No, we can't do... We can't... That's ridiculous. What are we accusing her of killing? We don't...
She killed him.
No.
We have to help the police
find out how
she killed him.
No, we this
yes.
Is, no.
She's a murderer.
Yeah, she's not a murderer. No. Bro, you're losing your mind already. You've got to calm yourself. No, you're going hog wild. I know. Dude, we got to stay relaxed, dude. Because we're going to be in an interrogation room.
Okay.
Right? So we just go, I guess we don't know where. So we would go straight to the police.
Right. We lost our friend.
Yeah, we got in the car. We thought he was with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We have the camera.
What's on the camera?
Nothing. We were going to shoot a sketch here in the dark with no lighting.
Where did he go? Did he go to pee or something?
We don't know. We turned around. He was gone.
He was gone.
Yeah. So then we go back to L.A.?
Yeah, we go back to L.A.
Yeah, we go back to L.A. And then what happens?
We get a new producer.
No. Dude, they're going to look for... People are going to come to us.
Well, then we have to be on the run. Now we're
No, we don't need it. That's, you're acting great. You're
we're
not doing
to
this.
Yuma,
with,
Arizona.
No, you're not doing this.
I bought
with
us
me.
A house already.
You're not doing this with me.
I called my real estate agent.
You're acting guilty already. You got to act cool, man.
Okay, so we just stay where we are.
We go. No, we have to first go. Then we come back to LA. We go to the fucking police department.
Why wouldn't we go to the police down there?
We already went down to Tijuana, and then we come back to LA, and we go, because we're concerned, we don't know what to do.
We well, like
so
to we go, file
listen,
missing
we
persons.
Went to, we went to Tijuana with our friend Fancy B, you know what I mean? And just hear me out. This is the cop.
Imagine
right?
They write down, they're like, Fancy B, got it?
Yeah. And we're shooting a sketch, we have a podcast, something to that, and we turned around, he was gone. Uh-huh. We don't know what to do. We went to the fucking Mexican police, you know what I mean? What's so funny?
It's just funny to hear it. We went to the fucking Mexican police. Please, now we're
like,
going to the regular police.
Now we're going to the regular one, the legitimate one. You know what I mean? And then, and we don't know what to do. And they're like, okay, what's this? And so then we would probably have to call his wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you do it. I can't do it.
All right.
Hey, it's Andrew.
It's Andrew from Bad Friends.
Oh, hi. Hi. Yeah. What's up?
I don't know how to break this to you.
What?
But, Fancy B was down in Mexico with us, and there was an accident.
What do you mean? What kind of accident?
Meanwhile, you hear me in behind you, and we're going, just play it cool. Play it fucking cool, man. You're acting too nervous.
I am.
Yeah, there was an accident, and he got lost, and we don't know where he is.
Well, is it an accident, or is he just missing?
Well, I'm saying he went missing by accident.
Okay. So what happened? So you...
We went down to the beach.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest with you, I think Rudy has something to do with his disappearance.
What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing.
What the fuck are you
I know
doing?
What I'm doing. Shut the fuck up. So listen.
This is that.
I don't know what's going on, but Bobby and I went down to the beach to shoot a scene, and we came back up, and he was up by the van, supposedly, with Rudy, and he was gone. So he never made it to the van.
Fuck.
That's me.
Shut the fuck up.
So yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Bobby.
Oh, hey, Bobby.
Hi!
Are you okay?
Hi. You sleep well?
Did you kill my husband? You would blow it immediately.
Oh, that's... I'm playing it cool.
That's not playing that's it cool. Hi, did you sleep well?
Yeah, I've never met her before.
Yeah, so you would never ask someone you never met, oh, have you slept well?
All right, dude, let me do it again.
No, you blew it.
No, I did not.
She knows. LAPD is at her fucking door. We're going down.
Give me another shot. That was rehearsal, right? Give me the phone. So...
What ended up happening? What happened?
We got out of the car.
Are you clenching your teeth?
Yeah, I'm so upset right now.
What's wrong?
We turn around and...
Where is my husband?
I think Jules killed her.
We would totally bail.
Yeah.
We'd be like, Jules did it. Look, and I'd take the phone. Jules did it 100%. Call the police on Jules. Click. Then the best part is, she gets deployed to the Philippines. We never hear from her again. That's it. It's over.
No, she would get tried here as
no,
an adult.
No, dude. No, she would call the Philippines.
She would get tried here as an adult. We can't fucking do that. We what can't throw on the... We have to... Okay, we stay with the plan.
Google, what does a Filipino get for involuntary manslaughter? How much time? How much prison time is she going to face? You think it's a lot?
In the Philippines?
No, here. She's going to get tried here.
A Filipino... It doesn't matter in
it
our
does,
laws what,
it does.
What race you are.
Yes, it does. You're not paying attention to the law. Voluntary manslaughter sentencing and penalties. There we go. All right, so how long does she get? Sentencing, what does it say? Case by case. 10 years, bro.
Can you do 10 years for us?
That's nothing.
That's
you
fine.
You would do 10 years for us? Probably 7.5 with good behave.
Yeah.
We'd send her money into her, you know, they all get cards now.
Or I would, you know what I would? I would sneak in my, I've always wanted to do this.
Sneaking stuff in your butt?
Yeah, sneak harem balloons. I would sneak in harem balloons in my butt.
So
and I've always wanted to see if I could get away with it.
Could you imagine you'd hear like.
Right, and then what I would do is I've always imagined like get the harem, would be gross.
You have to puke it out?
No, I would have it in my butt, then I would stick it in my mouth.
Why?
And do a European kiss with you.
No.
Yeah, that's how it works. You want to shoot, when you're in prison, you're going to want to shoot heroin. It's
well,
terrible.
Or sell it because it's good for money.
No, just use it. I'll get you high grade shit.
Well, it's going to be in your butt, then in your mouth.
I'll get it from the little boy from the Chiclets. He's my dealer, right?
Why don't you just poop it out and give it to her from there?
Because you can't, they see your hands.
You're not allowed to like kiss or touch. You're not allowed to touch.
You can do a European kiss, I think.
But how does
she? Or how about I do a cough?
and the bag just, yeah, and she goes, yeah. Oh, and she catches it.
Right. And she doesn't get, it hits her face, and now she has to pick it. Yeah, you're right.
She wouldn't be able to do
it. She wouldn't
that.
Be able to do
but
it.
You'll serve 10 for us. 7.5 with good behave. You'll do it.
Yeah, you'll do it.
But do you think you'd fight the first person in prison?
No, I'd be too scared.
So what do? You know, first day in, you have to establish yourself. You either got to be with the white supremacists.
Yeah.
You got to be with the gangs.
You got to choose your clan.
Who's your clan? The Nazis?
And here's...
The black guys?
Go with the Nazis.
Go with the Nazis.
But don't they... They don't like me?
No one's going to like you.
Yeah, no. But
no one's going
to
like
you. But I mean, you could prove yourself to the Nazis.
Yeah. With your knives.
Okay.
Your knife work.
Look at these guys. Do you think you could be like one of these fellas?
Yeah. That's your group. No, that's...
Those aren't Nazis.
That's not Nazis.
What did you type in? Prison gangs? Type in prison...
Nazis.
No, they're just called white supremacists.
Yeah, prison white supremacists.
Asian prison gangs. Ooh, this might be your clique. Look at that third picture. It looks like just a bunch of breakdancers. That just looks like...
That's your clan right there. Go with the Asians.
Yeah, well, the guy in the far right looks white.
Oh, that's true.
They look weak.
That you know what that you know what that is right there?
What?
Is MS-13.
That is?
Yeah.
Respect MS-13.
I think MS-13. You've always wanted tattoos on your face.
Would you be willing to get an MS-13 on your face?
Yeah.
Really? You'd do it, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, at the end of the day, what would end up happening is that...
She would be the boss.
No, what would happen, even just the cops would be like, she didn't do it, you guys did it.
We're gone by then. We're in Yuma at the
house.
No,
we didn't get the house.
Why can't we get the house?
Because you don't think that they can find us there?
In Yuma?
Yeah.
No, dude, it's kind of on its own little paradise.
No, here's what we do.
It's a 3-bed, 3-bath.
Better. I
bought
better
it already.
We get, right? What's the Unabomber's name? Richard Kuklinski?
Ted Kaczynski?
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah.
We get Ted Kaczynski's on the Montana mountains.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, but we get his
Get his old shed?
His shed.
Oh, get his shed.
You and I can live in there.
Okay.
Right? And...
They're never going to find us out there, you think? In Ted Kaczynski's shed.
Well, they might be able to hear us fucking.
MeUndies. Guess what I'm wearing right now.
MeUndies.
MeUndies.
I use MeUndies everywhere. I bring it on the road. I wear. That's the only underwear I wear because I like the way it feels on my body.
I like the way it fits.
I like the patterns.
And it's got a little cup. It's got a little cup for you.
Oh my God. Mine has a little cup.
Tiny cup. We got three little cups
but
for
it's
Bob.
Like it's it really is my underwear for life.
It is great. MeUndies offers classic colors. They also have ridiculous prints so you can fully express yourself on your own unique way with your undies. MeUndies are available in a range of sizes from extra small like tiny little human beings up to 4XL like Bob. Never leave your couch again with a MeUndies membership, a monthly subscription that sends new pairs right to your door. Each month, you'll choose new undies, socks, or a bralette and pick the style and color or print that feels the most you. Fun, right? Yes. Plus, enjoy discounted pricing, free shipping, and exclusive early access to new launches. Love your butt. And get the membership.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping.
Free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/badfriends.
That's MeUndies.com/badfriends.
Blue Chew.
Oh, for my ding-dong.
For your ding-a-dong.
Blue Chew for my ding-dong. You guys, you know, I'm getting older. And sometimes mentally I can't get there.
The blood flow is slow.
It's slow.
The river
Blue Chew
thin.
Has solved my problem.
Big time.
I choo-choo one of these things, man, and choo-choo like a train, baby.
You can take them anytime, day or night. You can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The best part, it's all done online.
It has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost.
The process is simple, Bob. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days.
Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
That's right.
With Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. Get it?
Women say there's nothing sexier than confidence. Blue Chew can help you have that confidence in the bedroom where it counts. So who can benefit from this? Everybody. We got a special offer for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free. Use our promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's nothing. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS to receive your first month for free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. That's the shed that he lived in.
I can imagine the FBI, you know what I mean? Oh, they brought the shed back.
Is it in a museum somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's in a museum, yeah. They brought it back. There it is.
Wow, does that look so creepy?
I know.
Wow.
He lived there for like years.
It was over a decade, wasn't it? I mean, he was building
way longer,
building bombs the whole time.
Yeah,
dude. If you had to be a recluse like that,
yeah.
What part of the world would you move to be alone? If you're one of these people that has to be alone and like build chaotic machines and hate on the real world, where do you live?
I wouldn't build a shed like that. I would build
like a bunker.
No, what I would do is in Torrey Pines.
In San Diego.
San Diego, right?
Yeah.
There's a side of a cliff. I'm not kidding you. This is not made up.
No, I know, but it's so beautiful down there. It's like
right, but somebody had chiseled a house along the side of a cliff.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm not kidding you.
Like chiseled a house out of a cliff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe if Torrey Pines, I don't know.
House chiseled out of a cliff? There's no way you can find that.
You could literally go there, and you walk in, mm-hmm. and there's like a makeshift, somebody chiseled a bed.
Wow.
Right? So I would probably chisel something.
So you'd be a chiseler.
I'm not good with woodwork.
Right. Wood's expensive right now.
No, but I just don't know how to chop it. I don't know how to deal with it.
Well, then you think you're better at chiseling than woodwork?
I know how to do this. I know how to do this.
It's much harder than that.
Why?
Because you're going through stone, dude.
Something to do.
Something
to do. What
are
you doing out there?
You're right. No, you're right. All right, so you're moving to Torrey Pines and then the chisel place.
No. I would probably go to, like, you know,
a mountain
South
range.
America somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Find a mountain range.
Right.
And chisel a little house on the side of a cliff.
That sounds kind of quaint and cute.
Yeah.
Where would you be, Rude? If you're running away, you're going to be a recluse and you want to live in the middle of nowhere, perhaps concoct some kind of evil plan. Where are you going?
New Zealand or go back to the Philippines?
Go back to the Philippines. The Philippines are probably too safe for you. Because New Zealand, that seems much more risky.
How many islands are there in the Philippines?
7,000 something.
What?
Yeah. So
I literally was like 50.
We were in a boat. Remember, we took the boat.
How many islands are in the Philippines?
We took a boat in the Philippines, yeah. And we go to these little remote islands.
And no one lives on them.
No one.
Yeah.
7,640 islands.
Yeah,
one lives on. That's insane. I've never known. I thought it was like.
And it, the best is when you go to a small island like that.
Yeah.
And the water is so blue.
Yeah.
And no one's ever been on it, wow. Right? And it's just like it's magical.
It's your own little paradise.
Yeah. The islands sometimes are as big as this room.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be. That's can't last that long, right?
What do you mean? Because
the changing of the ocean.
See, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that it was at Hawaii at one point and then the sea line. Yeah.
7,000, though? Do you know any of them that are little secret islands that you're aware of?
No.
Is Epstein's Island there still?
I don't know.
Great parties. I mean, ragers.
Tell me what island you know. Is there a secret island that you used to go to when you were a kid?
Yeah, but I forgot the name, but there's...
Isn't there one that's haunted with witches and stuff?
No, that's just a place.
That's just a regular part of the
normal...
Wait,
tell me the story of that.
It's near somewhere in Cebu, and they always say that there's witches there that live there, and kids should be scared because they take kids, and they just eat kids.
Oh, look at this. Escaro Pension House, a four-story building located in Escaro Street in Cebu City. Believers claim it's haunted. Stories maintain that monthly a worker perished during its construction. Fort San Pedro, historical. Wow. So look up the Escaro Pension House. I want to see it.
Oh.
That definitely looks like witches. And no, that's not it. It's
that's
first one.
That's not it.
That's it.
That's it?
Gotta
it's
be.
It's so modern.
Yeah, but witches
that looks
wanna,
like a fucking Marriott.
Why, witches don't deserve to live in a more modern.
No, they don't.
It looks like a Marriott courtyard.
Yeah. Anyway, these little islands. I always think about maybe living in on one.
I want to take a vacation.
I wonder how
vacation.
Much money you would go there.
I would badly. I want to go bad. I've never been to the Philippines. I want to go.
Believe it or not, they have these like really cool hotels and stuff, like high end hotels, and they have great chefs.
Well, you almost made me throw up. Okay.
I haven't eaten all day and I burped up something.
What was it? Something from yesterday?
Like a bean or something.
That's one bean. Imagine just one bean making its way up like, I'm coming out.
I'm having
out.
These like...
It's called heartburn.
Yeah, but I'm always kind of like burping up food.
It's acid reflux.
That's what it is?
Yeah, you should...
But I get chunks of food.
Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
I think it's... Oh, so I went to the dentist today.
Let me see.
No, you didn't clean.
Wait, let me see. Oh, it looks good.
Yeah, so you know, I haven't been to dentist in a decade.
Yeah.
And so my teeth is hurting. Which, my teeth is hurting.
All of them?
Two of them. One down here, one up here.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been taking ibuprofen.
Advil every day.
Yeah, it hurts so bad. And I just, because I go to New York next week, so I'm like, maybe I'll just go to, and then Kalila's like, you got to go. And I know, I don't know a dentist.
You don't have a dentist that you go to?
I used to go to this place called Best Western Smile or whatever, but it's too far.
It's a dental office in a Best Western hotel?
I don't know what it's called.
Like, rent a room, get your teeth cleaned.
No. But then, so I went to see her dentist.
Kalila's.
The dentist made me laugh because I didn't tell him, because, you know, I'm missing 19 teeth and I have bad gingivitis. Mm-hmm. And I didn't explain that to him.
Yeah, he found out fast.
He opened my mouth and the first two words out of his mouth was, I'll just tell you what it
that,
is.
That poop? Question mark?
No. He goes,
that poop?
No, he goes, nope. Oh boy.
Did he really?
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Right. And I go, my teeth are hurting. And he goes, yeah. What teeth? Which is funny, right? Right.
This guy's great.
Yeah, great. And then, but I need a root canal in this.
Ooh, I've had one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've had 15.
What?
Yeah, I've had so many.
15 root canals.
Yeah.
Why? Maybe so many?
Maybe seven.
That's so many.
Maybe seven. I lie.
So you have to have one down here.
So I have one out here and then maybe one up here.
Why don't you just start taking care of your teeth?
I brush.
Do you floss? Oh.
The bean. There's a bean on it.
There's the bean?
Yeah, yeah.
When you say you brush, how many times a day do you brush?
Night.
One time?
At night.
You never brush in the morning?
No, because when I'm sleeping, I'm not eating.
But when you wake up, your first thing when you wake up, you don't brush?
At all.
Holy shit.
Why?
You should.
Why? I didn't eat a sandwich while I was sleeping.
No, but you don't just brush just because you weren't eating, bud.
What happens?
You brush your teeth because that's bacteria grows in your mouth.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. That's why you don't have that many teeth.
Is that what it is?
So look at it like this.
Yeah.
If you don't take care of your neighborhood and clean up the streets and repave the street and repave once in a while and fix the sidewalks and fix the streetlights that are out, people are going to leave the neighborhood, aren't they?
I never thought of it
that way. Your teeth people are leaving the neighborhood.
They're leaving the neighborhood.
And the root canal?
Yeah.
Are the other people coming in? Drug dealers, criminals, prostitutes. Yeah. That's who's moving in.
Yeah.
So you want to keep your neighborhood nice.
But I go, the next question I had was, do I have gum cancer?
And?
I don't.
Thank
so
God.
That's good.
That's huge.
That's huge for me.
But you know, you can get it pretty easily if you don't take care of your teeth at all.
I know. He goes, but you have really bad gingivitis. And he goes, and I think you should get implants. Because, you know, when I was in Hawaii last week.
Like all of your teeth?
No, just get these done.
Oh.
Because in Hawaii last week, I took, just want to mention, there's this kid actor. His name is Martin Martinez.
Shout out to Martin Martinez.
He's 23 years old.
Okay.
And he was on Magnum P.I., shot Magnum P.I. I took him to dinner because it was his birthday.
23 birthday?
His 23rd birthday.
Is he a cutie pie?
Pretty cute. I try to set him up. I've been selling.
I figured.
I've been selling. She doesn't like him.
What don't you like about him?
His photos on Google
are... Bring up his picture. Marty Martinez?
Martin Martinez.
Martin Martinez. By the way, shame on his parents for doing that.
What?
Well, Martin Martinez? Pick a better first name than your last name. That's like me being Santi Santino. He's a cutie patootie pie.
I know. I mean, he's got talent.
That's like you being Lee Lee.
I know. He's got a Johnny Depp vibe.
Look at how thick his hair is. Beautiful.
Yeah,
this kid. What? You don't like this guy? Why?
His posing too much.
He's posing too
really?
Much.
Really? What do you want? You fucking.
Hey.
No, look at how chicks are, man.
She doesn't like posers.
No, but it's like they have so many conditions.
They do.
You know what I mean? He's a good actor. He's cute. He's a nice kid.
He's age appropriate.
But he doesn't pose well.
Well, that fifth picture in the red shirt up there is really, this is, what did he put that up for? I don't get that.
It's fine.
That's cool. That's a cool pick. Cool. What don't you like about that? The watch, the hands, the clothes. Look at the clothes.
Yeah.
What is he looking at over there? Maybe jewels.
But anyway, we're eating dinner and I ordered a steak, right? And I don't tell new people that I don't have any teeth. And I have to chew steak with my front teeth.
Yeah, it's cute. It's like a little rabbit.
So I'm sitting there like this.
A little rabbit steak.
And just chunk. And it takes me like 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding. 5 minutes just to get one chunk into enough, you know what I mean, pieces. What's so funny? Until I can swallow it, right?
Just that you need like liquid food.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm doing this. And he goes, hey, dude, what are you doing? And I'm just like, and I go, I think I need implants because it's insane.
Bob, that makes me feel sad.
It's insane what I'm doing.
Well, should we start a GoFundMe for your teeth?
No, I can afford it.
You can?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Then let's knock it out and let's do it. Shout out to Marty Martinez. Happy birthday, bud.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to show you something.
Jake is on the line.
Oh, Jake is here?
So let's get Jake on.
Let's get Jake on. All right, let's hear from Jake. This is our good friend Jake Doobie. No. Yeah.
I don't hear.
Hello?
Jake?
Hey.
Bobby Lee here.
What's going on?
Hi, cutie. I mean, guy. I opened weird. When I said cute, I just looked at your photo and I just, in my head, I was like, oh, he's a cute guy. But I wasn't hitting on you or anything.
He is hitting on you right now, Doobster.
No, I get it. And I like Doobster too. I've gotten, I get Doobster, Doob Squad, Pubie
is cool.
I like Pubie.
Jake Pubie.
Yeah, I get a lot of different things.
How old are you, How old are you, Doob?
22.
Right on.
Right on.
Hey, we want to say congratulations on graduating from USC.
Thank you.
When did it happen? Did it already happen or is it happening?
In May, I graduated.
Oh, so it did happen. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Dude. Congratulations.
And let me ask you something. So, you know, we didn't know who you were when we.
I did. Bobby didn't know who you were.
Well, I have his album, so go fuck yourself.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it called?
Doobsies on Planet Earth.
Doobsies on Planet Earth is right.
Right?
Shit.
It's good. That's a good album.
Great album, bud.
Jake. Anyway, yeah. So Jake, we didn't know. Jake, we didn't know who you were when we saw the Lollapalooza
lineup,
and we obviously it could have been anyone on the last name on the thing,
right?
But you know what? I have to say, to be on a poster with all those talented people, that must have felt good, right?
Yeah, honestly.
Did you submit?
No, and that's the funny thing. It's like people were like, "How the fuck did you like? How did you get it? Like, did you apply? Like, it's, I was like, it's not a job. Like, you don't just like apply. Like, they just reached out. Like, I don't know. Like, people are like asking me how you get it, and I was like, to be honest, like, I don't know. Like, they just reached out, and
so you have no idea how.
I think I know how it happened. I think they
somebody
they
that works at Lollapalooza.
They're having
to point
a meeting,
Doobster.
Right? They're
somebody
they're
wants
throwing
to
out
bone
lineups,
the Doobster.
Right? And yep. It's like, all right, we got the lineup. We got the 300 people, right? Mm-hmm. And is that it? And then some hot chick in the meeting goes.
Or guy? Yeah, or guy.
Hey.
I love Doobster.
And they're like, who? And they're like, Jake Doobster. And they looked it up.
Yeah.
And they all probably wetted themselves.
And they saw how cute he is.
Yeah, yeah. And they love the music.
The
music's great.
Yeah.
And then they go, just put him on the end. Yeah, yeah.
Make him the caboose.
That's probably the most likely thing.
Well,
it makes sense.
Doobster, we're glad that. Where are you from, bud? I can hear a southern accent a little bit, or a draw.
Yeah, I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. Like
right on. But genuinely, Doobster, we're happy that you called on the show, and we hope that you think we got a couple streams for you online. Do you think we helped?
Yeah, I got a million DMs and comments letting me know that I was on the podcast, and that and a bunch of people commented like bad friends sent me here.
Hell
then,
yeah!
And then. I got, I'm trying to think of the exact number. I got probably 3,000 more monthly listeners in like 24 hours.
That's great.
And now that you're on here, you're going to get more.
Let's grow the Doobsters fan base. I hope some of the Bad Friends family starts listening to Jake Doobie and go check him out and support him.
Doobstee is a part of her family now.
He is.
And we're going to, let me tell you something, bud, all right? Just by talking to you on the phone right now. You seem like a good guy, and we're all... You know, in the beginning, you know, him and I were kind of joking around and this and that. But you know what? I think it's turned into a love affair.
I love you, Doob.
We love you, Doob.
Love you guys.
We'll hopefully talk to you in 5 years when you're selling out fucking Madison Square Garden.
And we better get backstage passes.
We better get backstage
passes. We fucking
helped. We helped.
Yeah. You all got passes to any show automatically now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Doobster. Appreciate you, brother.
All right.
Bye, Doobs.
See you guys.
Bye, Doobs. Thanks. Nice, dude. What do you think? Bring up his photo so she can take a look.
Yeah, yeah.
We can pimp him out now because we own him a little bit, right?
We own him. We manage him.
We manage him. That's what I mean. We're his managers. Yeah. Good looking kid. What do you say? Do you like that pose? Is that pose okay for you?
No.
So were you fucking
dude,
so
you're
picky.
Such a brat. Look at him there. Look at the second picture in. Look at how cute that one is. You don't like that pose? What's wrong with that?
I want someone like Adam Driver.
Oh,
dark,
God.
Brooding.
Come on.
Oh.
That's what he...
Yeah.
Look, you like the driver. It's fine. That's fine. So someone sent me this clip and they were like, you're going to love this. This is how they train the in the Cambodian police department.
Yeah.
Like what they do is they train these guys and they got to go through this rigorous training process, kind of like our military. But then at the end, they got to stand in line and stuff like that and just take it from the head guy. And I don't mean just like, not Full Metal Jacket yelling at you.
Yeah, physical.
Fucking them up.
Oh,
this
I love
dude
it.
Fucks them up. Look at this. Look at how great this is. This is incredible. God, just God punch. Oof.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at that kid. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
He's kicking so hard. That one's my favorite.
That's my
when
favorite.
You just trip someone.
Oh, yeah. Because he hadn't done that before. So the guy's like, he's going to kick me in the stomach. So he tightened his stomach and he tripped.
It's funny. Some of them are 14 and some of them are bald. It's like the gap of age is insane. They're laughing a little bit. They're smiling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
See, he's smiling.
That guy's smiling.
So it's kind of part of the thing. You have to like laugh it off.
Yeah.
That's Cambodian. By the way, Cambodian police, they don't mess around.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more? You don't have to play.
You don't play all of them. Look at this.
Does he kick them when they're spread leg?
Yeah.
Oh, he spreads their legs more. Oh, yeah. They want to see if they can get all the way down on the ground in the splits. Can you do the splits?
Yeah, but my question to you is push pause. My question to you is that what if this is all the training is?
That's
and
it.
And so when they're actually on the field, right? They're just standing around, you know what I mean?
Waiting to get kicked?
Yeah, waiting to get kicked.
The criminals are like, we're running away. And they're like, we have to wait.
Well, if the criminals attack them, they're probably good at like just standing there.
And taking the
hits.
That's actually true. That's good. Maybe they just take the hits. Do they have guns?
Yeah.
Do they have guns or is it just, or they just have to fight with their fists and their legs?
I think they have guns.
In Cambodia? Do the Filipino police, are they mean?
I heard that they used to do those things, but they stopped.
Did you see? There's one video we can't even show here.
Let's show it.
There's no way.
We must.
So there's a cop, an ex-cop, right? He lives in a house in the Philippines. It's on video, online, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And he has an argument, right? You saw that one, right?
Is it bad?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. So some guy was making noise or some neighbor he doesn't like. He comes over, this cop with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandma's like, oh, we're sorry, you know, we won't make the noise or whatever, right?
What was the noise?
I don't know. He was probably playing Pearl Jam or something.
Got it.
Right?
Vitalogy?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's like, please.
Find a better man.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he was taking a nap. He comes next door and grandma's like, no, no. And he just goes, bye, bye, whatever your language, I apologize, right? And
sounds
he,
right.
Yeah, bye, bye, right? And he's like, no. And he just goes, pap, 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 pap.
He just kills him.
Yeah.
Sight unseen.
On video. On video.
That's so awful.
You see everything, and it's so brutal.
How about that, though, for real? The Afghanistan president just left. Dude just left.
Oh, man.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Some of those photos are so hard.
If you were president of that country, would you leave, too? Be honest.
Well, I'm Korean, and in Koreans, the captain never leaves the ship.
Right. So you'd stay.
I would stay.
You gotta, right?
Yeah.
What would you do if your country was overthrown by the Taliban or the version of the Taliban in the Philippines? Do they have terrorist hate groups in the Philippines?
I think so, but I don't really know the names of them.
They're just not that popular yet?
Yeah, no.
They're like the Jake Doobies of the Philippines.
Please.
What do you mean?
He's part of our family.
No, but I'm saying that he's
that's
not
true.
Popular
that,
yet,
yeah,
but they're going to get
they're
there.
They're going to get there, yeah.
The Abu Sayyaf primarily operates in the southern Philippines. Members traveling to Manila and other provinces. It was reported that
Abu Sayyaf.
Yeah, so exactly how he said it. It began expanding into neighboring Malaysia and Indonesia in the early 1990s. Abu Sayyaf, one of the smallest but strongest of the Philippines Islamist separatist groups.
Let me ask you a question.
Shout out to Abu Sayyaf.
When we went to the Philippines, remember we went to the Philippines and we went to the... you know where the kids were, where they were poor?
Yeah.
Kids were running out of their huts naked.
And all the
and we had a bunch of food that we bought.
What's the poorest area?
I don't know what that area is called.
It's near where I lived before.
Really?
Yeah. So we went in there, and it's this gigantic field with these huts and these terrible, right?
Sad.
They're like shacks.
Yeah.
And kids are running out with no pants. Little kids, bigger dicks than me, all of them.
No pants?
Yeah, they're just going, you know, we had these spaghetti and a bunch of food for them. And like, what's so funny?
Spaghetti. so specific.
It's cheap and cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And fruit drinks.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like grape drink, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
And, but then there was like, I'm like, why don't you just eat the, there's sheep there, lamb.
No, those are their pets.
Wasn't there a lamb there?
Yeah, there was, but I don't know. They're pets.
Yeah, they're pets, bud.
But eat the lamb first.
It's a pet. You can't eat lamb chop.
How about this? I just go, eat the lamb first. I'll give you the spaghetti.
You can make them kill and eat the lamb before they get the spaghetti?
I mean, it just feels like it's ridiculous. There's a bunch of lamb laying around.
This is right next to your neighborhood where you grew up?
Yeah, a little near, like 10 minutes away.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
did
so
you,
sad.
Did you ever go over there or no? You never went over there?
No.
No. Oh, my God, because she's too classy, huh?
No.
Do you think you're better? Classy. You think you're better than those?
No.
Do you have air conditioning?
I just don't go there because I don't know anyone.
Oh, they had air conditioning.
Well, no, your house, though, there was a point, though, you guys did live in, like, what was the worst house you lived in?
Near that.
Yeah, so what was that? Was there...
What was it made out of?
Cement.
Okay, but was there water?
Was there running water?
There was.
Do you get hot water?
No.
No hot water.
Just cold water.
Yeah.
You took cold showers when you were a kid?
We have this kabot. There's no shower, so we just... It's like a...
Bucket.
Yeah, and we just shower with that.
Wow.
And you heat the water?
No.
You don't heat the water?
You don't put it on the stove or the fire?
No. Was the toilets work?
No.
Is it poop in a hole, right?
Yeah, we use the bucket to flush.
Your bucket? Whoever invented the bucket?
Genius.
Who
invented the bucket?
I mean, it's like...
What a cool guy.
Here's what you can do, right? You can put cement in it and drown people.
And kill fancy
people. Right. You can fucking poop.
You can poop in it.
Right.
You can wash the poop down.
Wash the poop out. You can wash yourself.
You can play the drums on the street. The bucket drummers.
You can flip it around. Amazing,
you can poop in it later.
Right.
If you wanted to.
And if you're a bad kid, you could stick it on your head.
Right. And sit in the corner. Get over there, bucket head.
With the fucking bucket.
Right.
The bucket. Whoever invented the bucket.
Well, I'll tell you who invented it. Stellanus Sorrell in 1837. Sturdy and rust-proof galvanized buckets.
The bucket was before that.
1837?
Yeah.
No, they weren't using buckets. This was a bucket. Your hands were a bucket.
No,
was a bucket.
Because in Game of Thrones, where they put the bucket on the... Is that a bucket where they stick the rats in? Remember
it's more like a... It's more like a... not really a bucket. I don't know.
What is that? What would you call that?
A carry-all. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that Stellanus Sorrell, the guy that invented the bucket? Look at this guy.
That's the guy. He should.
George Sorel.
Yeah. The best inventor in the world.
Where was he from?
Yeah.
I want to know more. Click on the Wikipedia page of him and see where this guy was from. This the bucket god.
But it's not even that. It's like, it's basically like this. How do you pitch a bucket? So, you know, it's like a cup,
uh-huh.
But bigger.
But we already have big cups.
Bigger than that one.
Like a big cup?
Yeah, like a big cup.
For what? You don't need
Venti,
that much.
Venti.
Oh,
you've been to Starbucks?
I get it.
A venti cup.
I guess that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
There's the first bucket right there. There's one of them. That's it.
That whoever invented that?
Well, we saw George Sorrell.
Yeah, amazing. What a great guy.
You know the simple stuff like that? Who invents simple shit?
I know.
Isn't that
you
kind
think
of
about that?
The simplest stuff.
Yeah.
Who invent like
the? Well, I mean,
what? What? What were you gonna say?
Like who invented the wheel? A caveman?
Marcus.
Kidding, Marcus invented the wheel.
Marcus, he didn't have a last name.
Who invented the wheel?
Trump, apparently. There was a picture of Donald Trump. I invented the wheel. The wheel was invented in fourth century BC in lower Mesopotamia. It's Iraq.
So fourth century BC, they invented a wheel.
But it took them
thousands of years
to get a bucket.
To get a bucket.
Yeah.
Probably a little lazy.
I think once you get the wheel, you're like, we're done.
Oh, that's
we got
true.
The fucking wheel.
The wheel is dope.
Because people are like, well, what are you gonna carry stuff in? You're like, right here.
Yeah.
You just carry stuff in your hands. Or you would just drink. You know what they used to do before buckets for water?
Yeah.
You'd have the fattest guy drink as much as he could, and then he'd have to puke it back up.
Yeah.
To the members of the, like a bird, like a mama bird, and just puke back up.
Who invented, you know how they have cockfights?
Yeah.
And there's like little knives.
Oh, little knives on the cocks?
On the cocks.
Yeah, little knife, little cock that? Knives. Who invented cock knives? Cock knives? It does sound like a German would make it. And on the hand would have little tiny knives on the fingers. Because it sounds diabolical, like a German would make that up.
And little tiny gas masks. Right? Gas masks and knives.
He will come in on a Mercedes and have little tiny little knives on his fingers.
That's amazing.
The cock knives. Who invented cock knives? That's a genius thought.
That's a genius thought.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the guy that invented it, right? There was always the first cock. And somebody probably went, that's not fair!
Because his cock was beating the shit out of all
everyone.
The cocks.
He was the Terminator of all fucking cocks.
He had the best cock.
Like slicing things out. Yeah, limbs going all over the place.
And all these cocks were like, they were trying to tell their owners, this guy's cheating.
Yeah.
This cock is cheating.
Yeah.
This cheating cock.
Yeah.
What if we had suicide cock bombers?
Oh, yeah. A little vest.
And the cock gets in there, and he opens up and he's like,
yeah, but it would be like truce. It would be, I mean, it would
it's
be
a draw.
Draw,
it's a draw, but still, you can bet on a draw.
You can bet on a draw.
Tie, winner,
right,
place.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Dude. You can bet on a draw.
You can bet on a draw.
You know what I want to know?
What?
Who invented jockeys? The little guys that get on horses.
God made them.
No, dude, they're made in a lab.
No.
Have you seen how small those people are?
No, dude.
They're not quite LPs. They're not little people, but they're not.
But my brother Steve.
Not jockey enough.
Wait, he's
average height and weight of a jockey. Do average height and weight of a jockey. Wait till you see this. Steve is bigger than these. I'm telling you, they're so small, but they're not LPs. They're not like our buddy Brad Williams.
Yeah.
Average 4'10 to 5'6. No one's over 5 feet tall.
It says 5'6 there. So my brother Steve.
It says that's the maximum. 108 pounds.
Yeah, but listen to me. Okay?
I'm calling your brother right now.
No. Stop.
I want to.
I'm 5'3. Like as we proved.
5'2.
Not 5'2, bro.
How tall?
5'2.
5'2. She saw. She was there.
I'm not 5'2.
Dude, you say
I'm not 5'2.
Just because you yell it loud enough doesn't mean it's not true.
I'm not 5'2. I'm 5'3. Because I said I was 5'4 before, and now I'm 5'3.
No, she was proof. It was 5'2.
No, it's fucking.
Okay, still, you're way more than 110 pounds.
That's my point. It's just that.
You couldn't be a jockey.
I know, but if I lost the weight, I could.
Look at this bullshit. Says 5'5 on the fucking internet. That's
5'5. The internet is a lie.
Bullshit.
Yeah. 5'5.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, there we go.
Type in how much is Bobby Lee worth. This is how off the internet is.
It'll say $1 million.
1 million?
Yeah.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, you're on the podcast.
Oh, what's up?
Say hi to your brother.
Hey, Steve.
What's up, Bob?
Steve, we were talking about if we could be a jockey, like a horse jockey. How tall are you?
I'm 5'4, 5'5?
No, Steve.
See, maybe
Steve, they got that mixed up.
They said Steve Lee is 5'5.
Steve.
Bob Lee is 5'2.
Steve.
How tall is your brother, you think, for real, Steve?
5'4?
No, lower.
Wait, you're taller than me, Steve?
No, you know what? We're probably shorter. Maybe you're right. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I'm 5'3. Yeah.
So we can trust none of this information.
I'm 5'4. I think I might be 5'4.
You're 5'2. You're 5'2.
No, there's no way I'm 5'2. There's no way.
I'm 5'2. If I'm 5'2, you're 5'2.
If he's 5'2, you're 5'2.
No, but I think Bob shrunk.
I told you shrunk.
I didn't shrink over time.
Yes, you did. When I met
that's
you,
impossible.
When I met you, you were 5'4. When I met you, you were at least almost 5'5. See? Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, no problem. Love you guys.
Love you. Hey, wait, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
How much do you weigh?
135.
See? Couldn't be a jockey. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's smaller than your brother.
Okay.
Has to be 20 pounds less.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Steve.
No,
bye.
Steve, could you lose 20 pounds? Do you think by the fall, we want to enter you in a race?
I mean, I would have to run every day, change. It'd be a whole lifestyle change.
Are you committed?
I don't know. What can we talk about it? Because I don't want to be put on the spot to become a jockey.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, dude.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
That dude's the best.
My brother?
Your brother is the
great.
Best.
He's
man.
Great.
So we can't make him a jockey.
What I was wondering is that did little people.
Careful.
Little people.
You don't want the little people committee coming after us. The LPC will fuck us up.
A guy like Brad Williams, who's a little person.
Who's a good friend of ours.
He's a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Could Brad Williams, did they try it first? Let's just try a little person. They put a little guy in there.
Yeah.
And then they started wrestling, and the guy just flew away. Is that what happened?
That's how Brad ended up in California.
Yeah.
You know, he's from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how it threw him so hard, it ended up here.
I wonder all the things that they tried.
Like who could be on the horse?
Let's try a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's light.
You think a baby?
He can't control it.
Well, you just strap him on.
Right. So he's just on the side of the. Yeah. Like a saddlebag.
Yeah.
He's like a saddlebag.
You put him in the saddlebag.
You put him in there. His little face is sticking out.
Well, what are the rules? Do you have to control the horse, or could you just smack the horse's butt and let it go?
Maybe if the horse is smart enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It meets the baby, and you go, saddlebag baby. You go.
Yeah. Why do we even need to put the baby if the horse can do it on his own?
Someone's got to be on the horse to make it official.
That's true.
It's got to have some kind of body.
Right,
on.
Right. I wouldn't. Yeah.
Have you been to a horse race before?
Fuck no. Why?
You've never. The Del Mar Fair. The fairgrounds are right next to your house.
There's no way.
You used to. You grew up down the street.
I knew where it was. I was just like, I would drive by. And go. Yeah. I'll never go there.
Why? Too white.
I saw a movie called Let It Ride.
What?
There was a movie called Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss.
I never seen that. Yeah, I was going to say, it sounded like a casino movie.
Yeah, but it's with horsies, right?
Is it with horsies? Yeah, it is. There's horsies in the background.
Yeah, there's horsies in the background, right? So, Let It Ride, here's how I know I saw the movie,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because I used to...
Because you saw the movie.
No, that's not why. Because this is an interesting thing, uh-huh. okay? Is that I used to do a commercials with Joe Pitka.
I know him.
Yeah, the violent guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there was a legend where Joe Pitka he directed Let It Ride.
Right on.
And a Fox executive gave him a note in a scene. You know how like sometimes,
sure.
Cut and the Fox guy just had a note.
He's like, why don't we?
And Joe Pitka headbutted him in the face and broke his nose.
Cool.
Right?
Cool.
And then he was banned from making movies again.
I like how that's such an innocuous. You're banned.
But
you don't get to make movies.
He made Space Jam.
Space Jam 1.
One. Wow. Joe Pitka did.
Yeah.
Because Michael Jordan refused to do it without him.
How did he know Michael Jordan?
Because Joe Pitka is the Steven Spielberg of commercial directing.
And Jordan did a Gatorade with him.
No, Jordan did all his commercials through Joe Pitka.
I mean, but I want to know what was the first Joe Pitka commercial he did with Jordan.
I don't know.
Because that would have been the thing.
So when I found that out, because I used to work for Joe Pitka.
What did you do for Joe?
I've done like...
Oh, you mean you did 10 commercials
as an actor. Right. And I heard that story on set. And so I...
Wow.
Yeah.
Joe Pitka. Go. Oh, I've seen... Yeah, I know him. Go down to director. Oh, there it is. You go to the very first thing he directed. Keep going all the way down. Okay, up. So he Pepsi. So he did a Pepsi, and then he did a Hershey Syrup, Messy Marvin.
Uh-huh.
What was the thing you think he did? Oh, look, he did it with Michael Jackson.
So look, Let It Ride.
No, but I'm just saying before that, he did something with Jordan. So look, he did a bunch. Oh, he did Dirty Diana?
Yeah.
Dirty Diana!
He also did Bo Knows campaign.
Oh, I love Bo
Knows. He also did when Michael Jackson's hair got caught on fire, the Pepsi.
There you go. He did Hair Jordan, Nike, the Hair Jordan with Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
That's genius. That's eventually led to Space Jam. How many years later? Look at that. Nike Hair Jordan, when the Hair Jordan shoes came out, was 92. Do you know what the Hair Jordans are?
No.
Look at Michael Jordan, Hair Jordan shoes. I had these shoes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
These were like some of the coolest. It's so funny how he was so fucking good at putting his name on great designers, but the Hair Jordans were the shit. Shoes. Yeah. Well, that's them right there.
Okay.
The sevens. Look at how fucking cool those are. You don't even like basketball shoes? Those are fucking dope.
Those are dope.
But when those shoes came out.
Are they expensive?
When we were kids, they were.
Well, if you wanted to buy an original Hair Jordan.
The Hair Jordan 7s right now?
Right now, brand new.
I can tell you, or the 6s, I mean. I can tell you how much they are. I can look up right now. How much do you think they'd be worth? Rudy, how much do you think those are for?
$300?
No, I would say about $10,000. $10,000 for a Hair Jordan.
Not anymore. No. Well, because they've remade so many of them.
No, the original.
What is the original? 1994?
Yeah. Hair Jordans.
Okay, here, 92, I mean.
92 Hair Jordans.
Authentic Hair Jordans. They won't take any bid under $5,000.
Yeah, I mean. So they bid it and probably $10,000.
Wow. The original OG 92s of the 7s right now in my size, $5,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
$300.
You don't know anything about shoes. They're the originals, he's saying. You can buy them now for like $250.
Yeah.
But he's talking about the ones from then, if you could buy them today.
Yeah.
I would never.
What?
I mean, I know you buy expensive shoes, Glassman, but I would never.
Rick Glassman calls me the other day and he goes, so you want to go in on it? In on what? A magic card?
Oh, yeah. You've seen these, right? They open the magic cards.
And I go, how much is it? He goes, well, if you and I pull together $100,000, we can get it. I go, for a card?
Is that really what they're worth?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, really?
Magic cards. How much are they worth? Like the prime ones.
$100,000 for a fucking card.
What's the most expensive Magic card?
Oh, I'm going to lose my mind. Did you ever play Magic?
No.
Did you play Magic? Do you even know what it is?
Yeah, these are. Yeah, these. Yeah, those are the ones.
10 most expensive Magic cards.
Yeah, these are the ones.
Time Vault. What I don't understand is these are just.
How much is it?
You use these cards in a game,
yeah,
correct?
How much is that card?
Ah, dude, what are you talking about? $3,000. Oh, go down to number one. That's why. It's going backwards.
Maybe down to number one.
All right, let's see what it is for number one. $250,000? Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
What is that one called? The Black Lotus, yeah. Of course.
$250,000.
What does it add? Hold on. It adds three mana of any single color of your choice to your mana pool, then is discarded. Tapping this artifact can be played as an interrupt.
It's a piece of cardboard.
This is just, this is like nerd porn. This is porn.
I know, but that thing right
there.
They
read that and they're like, it's three mana.
If you get a
any single color of your choice in a mana pool.
I know. But if you get, I know, but if you get a high grade.
Yeah.
It's $250,000.
I just think like there's no way that's worth that. The market.
It is. It is. Because I saw.
How long can that last?
I saw an antique road show.
Because let me tell you something. Baseball cards when we were kids, were like, they're going to be so much one day. They went down in value.
This is way behind. I saw an antique road show, right?
Yeah.
And this guy had this wife.
Yeah.
She just went to the team. She's like, my fucking stupid husband, fucking nerd. Over the years, he's been buying these magic. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to throw them away, but I what are they worth? And the dude, what do they call him?
Nerds.
No, but the guy that,
dorks.
No, the guy that assesses.
Wieners.
Get that guy, right?
Yeah.
She opens it up and you can just see cum.
forming
on his thing.
Yeah.
Right? And he started doing, you know what I mean, a shake.
He's like, do you happen to have the original sleeves?
And that card was in the thing.
The Black Lotus.
The Black Lotus and all of the ones that are expensive.
And where was her husband? Row. Was he dead?
No, he was just at work probably.
And she stole him.
She stole it. It's like, she threw it in the trash or bring it to the antique road show.
And then she left him. She took the money and was like, I'm out of here.
She might have.
Fuck that.
But I can't believe how much they are.
How about this? If any of our fans are into magic cards and you have a valued card, we'd love to talk to you.
Yeah. Look at that thing.
We'd love to talk to somebody that has.
They look at how they curate it. Like
they handle
fucking,
it with gloves.
Like it's fucking forensics.
It is.
Yeah.
That's forensic files.
Imagine this though. If he bends it a little bit, there goes $50,000.
$50,000. That's when you take him down to Mexico and you put him on a boat.
If I was a lab guy, I would just go behind him and just go rip it apart in front of him. That'd be a fucking thing.
Run.
Yeah, and run.
If you guys are into Magic the Gathering, anybody has.
$250,000.
Anybody has a really cool one that we can talk about? We'd love to hear about it.
And that's what if I had a time machine or I could go back in time.
Yeah.
I would just tell myself, because in the early 90s, I think this came out, I would just be like, just buy. Because a box was back then full of these cards.
Yeah.
Was probably like $60. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
I would just go to every store and buy every single box. And just put it in a fucking closet.
That's what you do with a time machine? You go right back just for magic cards.
I would do anything else. I would tell myself to buy certain things, like certain stocks and stuff.
Stocks. I would do stocks.
Yeah, I would do magic cards as well.
What stock would you buy? Would you go back and tell yourself to buy?
Probably Apple. No?
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Way back in the day, though.
I do Facebook, but then I'd also tell myself, you got to sell it at some point, too, because Zuck is going to lose his mind.
Right.
Zuck's going to lose it.
YouTube, probably.
Google.
Google, YouTube, all that stuff.
Well, Google is right? YouTube now.
Yeah, with all, and I would just put $100,000, $200,000.
Every dime I ever had, and I would borrow it from friends and be like, let me tell you something. If it doesn't pay off, you can physically kill me.
But how would you do that? Because you're a future, you're from the future. So how old was I when Apple stock was like at its prime?
Probably 40 or 50 or something?
No.
45?
No, fuck you. In my 20s.
Right, in your 20s.
Right?
Yeah.
So I go back in time, I would have to have cash to give me. I had no money back then.
Right.
So how would you do it? Like, you got to buy the stock, and I'd be like,
this is actually a great idea for a movie. You go back in time to tell yourself, kind of like how Back to the Future, he goes back and tries to give him the sports almanac.
Yeah, yeah.
But like this, you go back in time, and you tell your loser self, you're like, hey, man, you got to go get money to be able to buy these. So the whole movie's about, how do I get the money to be able to invest in things so I can make money in the future?
That's a really good idea.
So you have to, like, teach your dumb self how to, like, rob banks and...
right, right.
That's so funny.
That's so funny.
If you as an adult had to go back... and yeah. teach your young self
yeah.
how to get money enough to invest in stocks?
Yeah.
Write it up.
How stressful would that be? You so know stressful. The knowledge. You know if you could invest, you could be a millionaire.
But you have to convince him.
Oh, God.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Write it up, Rudy. Are you tired? No. Yeah, she is. Go ahead and thank everybody and let's get out of here, Rude.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Great.